Alaska.
Good morning, Southeast Alaska. You're listening to Morning Edition on KRBD Ketchikan. The time now is 8:34 a.m. We're joined now over the phone by Mayor Lou Williams III to talk about the Ketchikan City Council meeting last night. How are you, Mayor?
Real good.
So I know that it was a full house last night at the City Council meeting.
Well, a lot of those were high school kids come in for the requirement to attend a council meeting.
so they had to be there, essentially.
Yeah. But after an hour, they can get going, and they do.
Yeah. Well, I know that there was extensive discussion about the 2013 capital improvement plan with Historic Ketchikan. If you could walk us through some of that debate, that would be helpful.
Well, what we've done is, you know, we started the city this year or last year, started getting the head tax money. And what we've done is use that money. You know, it's designed for port stuff, so we use that to pay off bonds and leases, and that frees up actual port money that we can do some projects for. And so we have, you know, budgeted around $735,000 of that port money that we would have been using on bonds and leases, but since we're getting that head tax money, we can utilize it for that. And we're using it for different projects, and this is the first time we've ever done this. And the process was the first time we tried this. And a lot of these little projects are ones that we've been working with Historic Ketchikan, and the city sat down with them. And, you know, we want to get the new rain gauge up at the new Visitors Bureau, and we want to continue working and getting the promenade done. So there was a lot of things that they could do with us, plus the Yates Building down there, the original hospital next to the St. John's Church. We've put in $20,000 to help them look at how they can restore that. They're not asking, I mean, right now they're not asking for any money for restoration. There was some talk on the council about this is a private home business or building. Why are we getting involved? It was a 4-3 vote to give them the initial $20 million, take a look at it. It is a big historical facility. I mean, it's one of the old buildings left downtown, and you know, much of the town was built around the St. John's Church and then the Yates Building. So I think before we just let it go away, I think the city was right to help take a look at what can be done to save this. But many of the council said we just don't have any money to pump into restoration.
Right. Now, I know that vote was somewhat contentious. You cast the tiebreaker vote in that
that
debate.
Yeah, council member Carlson was gone, so it was 3-3, and I got to break the tie. So it's always fun to do that.
So essentially, the agreement would allow Historic Ketchikan to kind of oversee the redevelopment of the Yates Building and Hopkins Alley, correct?
Well, they can look in and see how they can restore it. I mean, they're going to have to find ways to find money and everything and work with the diocese. So, but yes, Historic Ketchikan will be in the forefront.
And what would happen in the event that the vote didn't go that way? What would have happened?
I have no idea. They have to talk to Historic Ketchikan.
And Hopkins Alley, again, actually is one of those places that will be redeveloped, too, as well, along with the Yates
Building. We're looking into it now. Historic Ketchikan has been involved with you know, Creek Street and Stedman Street. We've made great improvements over there. Right now, the borough planning and Historic are looking into the Hopkins Alley way, and the borough has put in $15,000, and we put in $15,000 last night to you know, work with the, they're going to go down there, work with the property owners, see what they want to do, what they can do. One thing we did add in there, we had some Tom Ferry and Rich Elliott, two property owners down there, come and talk about developing some kind of attraction area down there. Ferry was talking about an art park, but what they want to do is take the old Marine Bar area and the lot next to it and do something to it to make it an attraction so people would, you know, come off the walkways there and hang out in the Newtown area, which they probably have the property owners say is a problem. And so we went ahead and put some money into that for they can look at such a development. They can go and talk to the Dale Bush's owner of the property. They can check and see what kind of price he would want to sell. Is he going to knock down the building? Would they have to? What's it going to cost? Are we going to put in some piling? So they're going to have to get somebody to look at, an engineer, somebody to look at it. So, you know, Tom Perry's been coming to the council encouraging us to fund such a thing for a while. But this at least gives the council some numbers because nobody knows what it's going to cost. So that helped. I was happy to put that project into that study, so we'll see how it comes out.
Sure. What kind of a time frame are we looking at now that has passed and there'll be a study?
Well, I was so happy it got through. I didn't want to aggregate it, so I didn't ask him what the timeline was because I just wanted to pass and move forward. So that's my next question to him.
Well, moving onward, I know it didn't get too much play last night, but the Ketchikan skate park finally, after years, is finally happening. And I know that a couple of representatives from the Ketchikan Youth Initiative were at the meeting last night. I don't know if you could give us an update on where that's at.
Well, there's several requests, but we didn't deal with a lot of them. You know, they want to relocate some electric poles, additional lighting. They want to have us, I believe, have a camera down there, you know, waive some fees and everything. That stuff we're going to have to look at because some things we can't do, the KPU can't do. Maybe the city can do it, but what we dealt with is they're trying to do a quick claim deed with the borough, and we approved them to change some language that our city attorney wanted done for the quick claim deed, which was a minor thing, but it keeps us from it makes us so we're not losing some responsibility down there. So we'll have to deal with the rest of it later. There's a lot of things they're asking. But the thing with the city is right through that area is there's the large, very large, storm drain. And all that needs to be replaced all the way up to Schoenbar School, which is goes right through the, by their parking lot entrance. And it's a big project. We want to make sure that, you know, we can get this project done without interrupting a skate park, or they're going to have to, depending on where exactly that pipe is, we might have to get our work done before they ever start doing a skate park. So that stuff needs to still be dealt with.
Right. So there's a snag or two, but the project is still moving forward. Yeah, excellent.
And then, we'll just have to go through them. I mean, there's like six, I think, different requests they want, and I just want to make sure. Just depending on what the council's financial support is going to be in it, and that will be probably the biggest question.
Right. And finally, we have a couple more minutes. I know that the council also discussed the hatchery and plans with the deed for that. What's the latest on that?
Well, a while back we deeded the property over to them. They've come back for a change on the deed conditions, which is if they don't use it as a hatchery, the land goes back to the city. They're saying that they need that so they can go out there and get some loans and get the hatchery continue running. They're mentioning that, you know, it's cost them $385,000 a year to operate it. It doesn't make them money. They're looking for ways to do something so they can bring a historic or tourist draw so they can make some money over there, maybe a longhouse. The council, I guess, wasn't, you know, we really want fish going up that stream, and you know, if they don't have a hatchery, there'll still be some fish going up the stream, but enhancing it like it does with a hatchery, you know, makes it a big thing for the tourist season.
Right.
My thoughts are, you know, if I have to, I mean, after listening to the report and everything, I'd almost rather use some of this head tax money and help hire them to operate it every year and make sure we have the fish than changing the deed and them trying to figure out how they're going to make it work. So those are we instruct the management to go back and talk to them, and you know, the emphasis and both of the KIC and our main goal is that our primary goal is to make sure the fish are coming up the stream, and now it's just how we're going to do that.
Right. So at the end of the day, the main thing is just making sure the fish are going up the stream. Excellent.
Correct.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mayor. I appreciate you taking the time to go.
Well, the only other thing is there was a application for a new taxi service, and it was denied by the council.
Oh yeah, right. So essentially, the argument for that was that, or against it rather, was that the population hasn't grown enough to facilitate.
We have plenty of cabs, and they're not all busy. And the other thing is, we did accept ownership of Mountain Point Boat Lodge.
Excellent.
So those are the other two biggies.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much, Mayor. I appreciate it. That was Mayor Lou Williams III. The time now is 8:43 a.m. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan.